What would you do if you died and woke up as a blob of jelly in a fantasy world? For 37-year-old Satoru Mikami, this bizarre scenario becomes reality after he's fatally stabbed while protecting a colleague. In his final moments, strange system-like confirmations echo in his mind, granting him peculiar abilities before everything goes dark. When consciousness returns, Satoru discovers he's been reincarnated as a slime, typically the weakest monster in fantasy realms. Yet this particular slime is anything but ordinary. Despite lacking eyes, mouth, or limbs, Satoru, soon renamed Rimuru, possesses extraordinary adaptability and two unique skills. Predator, allowing him to analyze and absorb the properties of anything he consumes, and Great Sage, an internal AI-like voice providing detailed analysis and guidance. What begins as a confusing transformation becomes the first step in an incredible journey that will see this humble slime reshape an entire fantasy world. Through diplomacy rather than domination, Rimuru builds connections across species barriers, challenging deep-seated prejudices and finding unexpected purpose in his gelatinous second life. In an underground cavern, Rimuru meets Veldora Tempest, one of four true dragons with catastrophic power. Despite being sealed for 300 years after destroying a kingdom, Veldora reveals a surprisingly childlike personality. When Rimuru offers friendship, Veldora accepts after theatrical hesitation. They solidify their bond by creating a shared family name, Tempest, with Veldora naming his new friend Rimuru Tempest. This exchange carries magical significance in their world. Their friendship immediately faces a challenge. Veldora remains trapped by an unlimited imprisonment spell. Using Great Sage's analysis, Rimuru proposes using his predator skill to consume both Veldora and his prison, promising to find a way to free him from within. This kindness toward a feared creature establishes Rimuru's approach to his new existence. It also unwittingly disrupts the world's power dynamics. For centuries, Veldora's presence had maintained political equilibrium between nations. His disappearance creates a power vacuum that will draw Rimuru into larger conflicts, all because he chose friendship over fear when facing a lonely dragon. Emerging from the cave after months of self-improvement, Rimuru encounters a goblin village threatened by direwolves. Despite initially questioning what he'd gain from helping, the village elder's desperate tears move him to action. These aren't evil fantasy goblins, but frightened refugees struggling to survive. Rimuru heals their wounded, designs defenses, and confronts the direwolf pack. After defeating their alpha, he offers the remaining wolves a choice: submit or die. Surprisingly, they pledge allegiance. His first leadership challenge becomes integrating natural enemies. He pairs each goblin with a direwolf, creating partnerships rather than hierarchies. When he names each resident, unknowingly triggering magical evolution, his subjects transform into intelligent hobgoblins and majestic tempest wolves. This accidental nation-building reveals Ramiro's governance talent. He establishes just three laws: no attacking humans, no fighting among friends, and no discrimination. Through compassion rather than conquest, Rimuru creates something unprecedented: a community where traditional enemies become allies, united by mutual respect. Rimuru leads an expedition to the dwarven kingdom of Dwargon, seeking resources for a settlement. After a confrontation at the gates displays his power, Rimuru and Gobta are arrested. During interrogation, Rimuru invents a tale about being a cursed woman, later earning trust by providing healing potions for injured miners. This leads to meeting Kaijin, a master weaponsmith trapped by a vindictive minister's impossible demand for 20 magical swords without adequate materials or time. Rimuru offers rare magisteel in exchange for Kaijin's expertise, then secretly replicates Kaijin's perfect prototype 19 times using his predator skill when the deadline remains impossible. When the corrupt minister deliberately provokes them, Kaijin faces exile. At their trial, King Ghazal Dwargo sentences them to midnight banishment, a punishment that perfectly serves Rimuru's recruitment plans. This mission demonstrates Rimuru's growing political sophistication, his ability to recognize value in skilled allies across species, and his talent for converting setbacks into opportunities, teaching him that reputation, connections, and strategy are as valuable as raw power. Shizu Izawa, another Japanese transplant, lived a tragic story after being summoned during Tokyo's World War II firebombings and forcibly possessed by Ifrit, a fire elemental, by Demon Lord Leon Cromwell. Their paths cross when the elderly Shizu, now the legendary Conqueror of Flames, loses control of Ifrit near Rimuru's settlement. During their battle, Rimuru discovers physical attacks are ineffective against elementals and absorbs ice magic to counter Ifrit's flames. After defeating the elemental, Rimuru finds the dying Shizu within. She recognizes him as a fellow Japanese and shares her memories of her unwilling summoning. In her final moments, she asks Rimuru to consume her rather than be buried in this alien world and requests he someday confront the demon lord who cursed her. After absorbing Shizu, Rimuru gains a human form resembling her, with silvery gray hair and golden eyes. Her story serves as both warning and inspiration, showing this world's potential cruelty while reinforcing Rimuru's commitment to creating something better. Veldora's disappearance sends shockwaves through global politics. For three centuries, the dragon had created an unintentional buffer zone between kingdoms. 20 days after his vanishing, magical surveys confirm his absence, triggering diplomatic chaos. In Blumont, Guildmaster Fuse grimly estimates, "We may have about 3 years before the Empire mobilizes a full invasion force. They'll need time to survey the forest and establish supply lines." Rimuru remains oblivious to the international crisis his actions have sparked. His simple act of befriending Veldora has altered the continental power balance, drawing attention from powerful forces. The power vacuum affects more than politics. Forest monsters grow more aggressive, while adventurers venture deeper into previously avoided areas. Researchers detect unusual energy patterns around Rimuru's settlement, generating scholarly interest. Every action Rimuru takes creates far-reaching consequences. The humble slime now stands at the center of converging interests. Kingdoms planning expansion, monsters seeking leadership, and ancient powers watching as something unprecedented unfolds in the former dragon's domain. Rimuru has evolved from a simple slime into a leader who built a thriving monster community, established diplomatic ties with dwarves, and inherited a legendary adventurer's legacy. His settlement, Tempest, named after his draconian friend, stands as a revolutionary place where traditional enemies cooperate. With his human form and skills inherited from Veldora and Shizu, Rimuru possesses extraordinary capabilities. Yet his greatest strength remains his human perspective, seeing beyond prejudices to imagine better possibilities. Two promises guide his future: freeing Veldora from imprisonment within him and confronting the demon lord who cursed Shizu. These quests will entangle him in complex politics where ancient beings and nations vie for power. This reincarnation tale has become a story about building connections across differences. Rimuru's leadership emphasizes cooperation over domination, offering an alternative vision in a world where strength typically determines worth. "I may have lost my human body," Rimuru reflects, "but I've gained something far more valuable, friends who accept me regardless of my form."